You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Today, I was talking to one of our coaching clients, Kara, and you know we've helped, probably over 100 people start their coaching business and start selling coaching. And so, especially around coaching, it can be kind of awkward, right? So you have, maybe you have a free coaching call or a free consultation, you're talking to them, and then you're like, okay, how do I bring up that I have something for sale? And it's actually the same problem that a lot of speakers have too, is a lot of speakers, you know, most speakers, you know, myself included, we start off by doing, you know, free speeches, and we go and talk, and we're playing for the applause, but then at some point we need to make money. And so sometimes when you're doing a great speech and the crowd is with you, and then you bring up you have something for sale, it creates resistance. Okay, same thing on a phone call, same thing as a speaking event. And so here's the technology that I find is the absolute best thing to do, and that is a preemptive transition. A preemptive transition. I've never heard anyone say it, so you know, I don't know if we're patented or patent pending or whatever, but it's a preemptive transition. And so a preemptive transition looks like this. If if I'm doing a webinar, or I'm doing a talk at an event, and I'm going to sell something, right? And by the way, I would highly suggest that if you're doing a webinar or an event, that you sell something. And I know we all want to give free love to everybody and help people out, but the truth is most people don't value the things that they get for free. I've given a lot of free advice over the years. I've just never had anyone actually take it, right? So, you know, for you to truly help people, you need to understand that you need to get them into something continuing. You need to help them get into something that's going to keep them accountable or keep them plugged in or keep them, you know, around the campfire or something like that. That's why it's so important for you to tell people and talk to people about your network marketing business or whatever it is that you have, your coaching program or whatever. And so it's not just, you know, oh, you're just greedy and you want to make money. It's, I've just seen it a million times where someone gets free advice and they don't take it, they don't honor it, they don't respect it, so their life doesn't change. So if you want to get kudos, if you want to feel good about yourself, then do free calls, right? Because people will tell you, oh my God, thank you so much, it's so awesome, it's free, but they just won't ever change their life. Me, I'm wired in that I have to see people getting results, right? Or I kind of get a little weird, right? So I, you know, that's kind of the deal. So a preemptive transition. So if I'm doing a webinar, one of the biggest things that we teach our clients and we teach our students is in the beginning of your webinar, do a preemptive transition. And what this looks like is, hey guys, you know, tonight you're going to learn this, you're going to learn that, you're going to learn this. And by the way, toward the end of this, I'm going to share with you our program, or I'm going to share with you our course, or I'm going to share with you our coaching package. You know, a few of you may be interested in it, but in the meantime, let's get into the training. So why that's important is you're not going to have nearly as much resistance when you do bring up that thing for sale. Okay. Now that's on a webinar, and you could also apply that to if you're speaking at an event. And here's what I've noticed over the years. You know, we've done thousands of webinars. So in the beginning, when I didn't understand this technology of preemptive transition, I would do a webinar, and as soon as I brought up the, you know, the thing for sale, people would be like, oh man, you're just trying to sell me. Now I could have given them a full hour of free content, of free training, doesn't matter, because they weren't prepared for the sale. This is why, if those of you in network marketing, this is why you shouldn't trick people into meetings, right? Because the congruency of the invite and the congruency of your starting point, it needs to be congruent with where you actually want to take them. And so don't invite someone over for dinner and then bust out the whiteboard and a guest speaker. That's not congruent. They weren't prepared for that. So not only will they more than likely not join or buy or whatever, they'll hate you. And I've seen this happen. It's unfortunate. Okay. So hold on a second. I need to plug in my thing here. Talk amongst yourself. I'm just noticing my phone's like going, so I just need to plug it in. So preemptive transitions. Now, how do you do this on a call? So I'm going to give you two scenarios. And it's funny, you know, the last 2 days, I've actually had talks with two different clients that are starting or perfecting, I would say, selling their coaching. Okay. And so two different scenarios. So if you wanted to, let's just take coaching, right? So if you wanted to sell more coaching, there are two approaches. This is actually a third, but I'm not going to get into the third, but two approaches I'll talk about tonight. So one is you offer a free coaching call and you get on that coaching call and, you know, people dial in and you talk to them and you figure out their problems and you know, suggest that they buy your coaching, right? If it makes sense. Okay. So that's one model. The other model is you talk to buyers. So instead of that, you do what we call a funded proposal, where you create a training. You know, it could be $7, $17, $29, $39, $37, whatever, and you sell it. Okay, it hits more people, and then you offer as a bonus a free coaching call. Right. So now you're getting paid before you even get on the call. So that's one approach. We typically prefer that approach to just connect with a buyer, someone who's, you know, already pulled out the credit card and has said, we like your stuff. So that's actually I prefer that way. But either way, how do you get on that call? Because in both scenarios, it is kind of like, you know, free, right? So how do you transition that call? You do a preemptive transition. So when you start the phone call, and this you could use for network marketing as well, and I'll give you an example because I know people love examples. So you get on the phone and you say, hey, such a pleasure to do this call with you. And, you know, I just want to, you know, let you know how these typically go. By the way, the word typically is a very, it's borderline hypnotic. Okay, words that end in L-Y, clearly, typically, honestly, usually, are very hypnotic in nature. And so we use them often. Typically, these calls kind of go like this. You know, you share with me the different areas of your life that you're struggling in, and I listen in to make suggestions. And then at the end of this call, I'm gonna be able to make a determination if perhaps our coaching program would be a good fit for you or not. It, you know, sometimes it's not, sometimes it is, but we would have a discussion. And, you know, if this is, you know, if your problems and what you want, you know, result-wise is in alignment with what we provide, then I'm going to suggest that you join our coaching program, but certainly not an obligation. Fair? So you preemptively make the transition. Now, what do most people do? Most people say, hey, I'm excited to do this coaching call with you. Go ahead, man. How can I help you? And then so you listen. And then at the end, you're like, well, I got this coaching program. And they're like, wait a minute, are you just trying to sell me something? Are you just trying to sell me? Right? And so it raises resistance. It's not a smart move. Preemptive transition. Very, very powerful to speakers, to people running webinars, to people that are doing prospecting calls on the phone. So here's how you would do it in a network marketing scenario. So let's say that you're generating leads, and I hope that you are. By the way, if you're on here and you're not generating leads and you're just chasing everybody, right? I mean, you got to do what you got to do, but let's teach you how to generate some leads. Why not? So if you want to learn how to generate leads, you may want to check out my 20 minutes, only 20 minutes, but I think that it'll help you out. My 20-minute interview that I actually did with a legend from Home Shopping Network. He interviewed me on his show. His show is What a Great Idea. And he actually asked me about our marketing program. You can check it out at rayhigdon.com/great. rayhigdon.com/great. Not grape. I know I talk about grapes a lot, but great. G-R-E-A-T. But check that out. It's 20 minutes. I think that'll open your eyes. And it's pretty cool, too. We're kind of proud of that. My buddy Bob. So who's that guy Bob has sold over $1 billion on TV. Crazy. This guy, he's awesome. He's amazing out of Tampa. And so how would you do this in a network marketing scenario? So let's say you're generating leads. And as soon as you get on the phone with that lead, I'm going to say, I'm going to do a preemptive transition. And I'm going to say, hey, you know, appreciate you, you know, visiting our website and putting in your information and, you know, listen, want to reach out to you to see how we can best help you. And, you know, by the way, just to kind of let you know how these typically go, is, I'm going to listen to what it is that you're looking for, and, maybe some, different areas in your life that you want to improve. And if it's something that I feel we can help with, I'm going to make some suggestions to you, either, in the realm of coaching or courses, or perhaps, the program that we promote that maybe would make sense for you. But I just want to, let you, kind of give you that heads up. I'm here to listen. And whether you decide to, invest in yourself, or whether you decide to, to buy one of our programs or not, I'm still going to give you some, some tips and suggestions. And we really want to help you out. Okay. That preemptive transition makes it very easy on you, because it can be awkward. If you're sitting there and you're in data collection mode and they're telling you all the different problems they're having and the different, I'm struggling with this, I'm struggling with that, and they're telling you all these different things, well, it can be awkward to say, well, I have something you can purchase, right? Sometimes that's awkward. So, that is how you make the transition. And that little tweak right there, if you're a speaker or if you're running webinars, that will make you a lot of money. If you're doing coaching calls, and by the way, my suggestion around coaching, just because we're on that topic, I'll give you a couple suggestions there. One, if you've never sold coaching before, don't sell a 12-month program. I have friends that have done that, and then they get 45 days in, they're like, oh my God, this sucks. If you don't know if you like coaching or not, then don't sell a big program. Number two, qualify people. I've had people offer a lot of money for us to coach them, but once I figured out their scenario and their situation, I realized that it wasn't a fit, and that's okay. Just because someone has money doesn't mean you have to take it. And so, when we talk to, and we don't personally coach a whole lot of people. We kind of keep that to a small number. But if I talk to someone, I need to really believe that I can create an amazing story with that individual before I allow them to hire me. And I would encourage you that even if you're on here and you're like, man, I need to make money, I can't qualify anybody, I'm just, you got money, you hire me, right? Even if you're in that scenario, I would encourage you, put value to your time. And, really honor yourself. Honor yourself because, something like coaching is just not leverageable. It's your actual time. And so spend it with people you actually want to spend it with. So there's my suggestion for you.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.